Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. One of Nassau County's premier fireworks displays did not end as planned on Friday. That is the sound from Newsday from an onlooker when falling debris prematurely set off mortars and started a fire at the East Meadow Eisenhower Park. The fire was confined to that area. Nobody was hurt. And the officials say that everything turned out fine in the end. While the humans do like fireworks, many pets are not a fan, though. Alex Rusnak is the marketing manager at Animal Care Centers of New York, and he tells 1010 Winds that people need to keep their animals inside. Four people were shot, one of them killed in Queens last night. Police say this happened at a party inside a mechanic shop at 89th Avenue and 129th Street in Richmond Hill. A gunman in a ski mask walked in just after 9:30 and opened fire. 24-year-old man was dead at the scene. Another man was hit in the leg. Two women grazed. The wounded are expected to survive. No arrests, and so far, police say the investigation is continuing. A night out in Manhattan ended in the hospital for two young men who were shot getting into a taxi early yesterday. They were in a cab on West 36th between 8th and 9th when they were hit. Police believe they were hit by bullets meant for a couple wearing a lot of jewelry nearby. Sammy Shabaya told Channel 4 what happened.
We hear a pop, like just a random pop, and we're like, oh, like someone's 4th of July is this week, why not? And then next thing we know is we just hear this right across the car, and it hits, and my teammate Nick screams like, ah, I'm hit, and he grabs his arm. I take Nick's shirt, wrap it around his arm tight, kind of apply pressure to the wound, and then I walk around and I look down and I'm just covered in blood.
Shelby is a medical student. He managed to keep his friend's wound from bleeding too much till they got to the hospital. Both are expected to recover. The rugby season, though, may be in question. Police and the Taxi and Limousine Commission are investigating. No word of any arrests so far. The family of that young mother gunned down as she pushed a baby stroller on the Upper East Side spent their Saturday watching the suspect's arraignment. Asia Johnson's mother and two sisters came to the hearing for 22-year-old Alex Argro, in which he was formally charged with murder and weapons possession. Prosecutors say he lured Johnson to a playground with the promise of clothes for their infant, only to execute her as their child sat in the stroller. Argro was held without bail. Two scooter riders are badly hurt after a hit and run in Queens. Police say the two men were males were going the wrong way on 37th Avenue around 10 p.m. when a Dodge Durango slammed into them and sped off. One is critical, the other critical but stable. Police still looking for that driver. Meanwhile, on the lifeguard front, Mayor Adams is trying a new idea to ease the shortage, allowing first responders to work part-time as guards and seasonal. Chief Lifeguard Janet Fash tells 1010 Winds there are a couple of issues with lifeguard shortage.
The New York City lifeguard shortage happened because of COVID and the way they treated the lifeguards that participated in the union trial to get rid of the union boss. He was ejected 3 years ago from their local, but they were not allowed to vote or run in their election.
As all of this goes on, the city is continuing to recruit more lifeguards and also plans a three-day training program to certify guards for mini pools. And if one of the things you need this holiday weekend is gas and you're buying it with a credit card, you could see a bigger hold on your limit when you do. Visa and MasterCard have reportedly raised the limit on credit and debit card hold stations can place on people paying at the pump. Wall Street Journal says it's now $175, up from $125. Gas stations do this because they have no way to know how much you'll buy until you do. The hold usually goes away in a couple hours, but it's important to know so you do not trigger an over-the-limit fee. Kelly Bluebook says you can avoid the hold by paying in cash or setting the amount you plan to buy. A dirt bike rider is fighting for his life after hitting a city parks truck in the Bronx. This happened around 7 p.m. near 138th and Willow Street. Police say the 43-year-old biker was right behind the parks truck when it turned left onto Willow Lane. He and his illegal bike ended up pinned under the truck, and then the bike burst into flames. The man, who was not wearing a helmet, was taken to Harlem Hospital, and he's listed as critical. A new funding scramble for the World Trade Center health program. The failure of the Build Back Better bill last December means that $3 billion in funding did not go through, leaving a massive deficit in the program that provides care to first responders and others affected by 9/11. Staffers are now lobbying Congress to get more funding for that program. If they can't find more money, the program could be forced to turn people away. It's unclear right now when the funding could come before Congress. Not everybody at the beach is there for fun this holiday weekend. Some folks are there to protect the plovers. A group of volunteers fans out every year to protect the small number of the endangered piping plover shorebirds, which arrive in breeding grounds here in the city only until late summer. About 100 birds come to the beaches at Jacob Breeds Park, Fort Tilden, and Breezy Point Tip every year. The volunteers clean up trash and make sure the roped-up areas stay safe for them to nest. The birds stay until late in summer, feeding on insects and crustaceans, and then finally migrate south for the winter.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.